Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today, let's talk about when God provides a king. I'm going to read you from 1 Samuel chapter 16, beginning at verse 1, where we read, "Now the Lord said to Samuel, 'How long will you mourn for Saul, seeing I have rejected him from reigning over Israel? Fill your horn with oil and go. I am sending you to Jesse, the Bethlehemite, for I have provided myself a king among his sons.'" Saul had proven himself an unfaithful king to Israel, and this was a great discouragement to the prophet Samuel. Yet the day came when God said to Samuel, "How long will you mourn for Saul?" There's a time to mourn, but there's also a time to move on. "Fill your horn with oil" must have excited Samuel, because he knew that God wanted him to anoint someone else to be the next king over Israel. It's comforting for us to know that God will never allow his work to die with the death or the failure of a man. If it is God's work, it goes beyond any man. Perhaps Samuel was paralyzed with mourning because of Saul's tragic rebellion, but God wasn't paralyzed. Therefore, God told Samuel, "I am sending you to Jesse the Bethlehemite." Israel's next king would be found among his sons, the sons of Jesse. Jesse was the grandson of Ruth and Boaz. When Samuel came to Jesse and his sons, the word of the Lord would be proved true, "For I have provided myself a king among his sons." Years before this, Israel rejected the Lord as their king, and they wanted a human king instead. God gave them a human king after their own desire, and that was Saul. But God was still on the throne, crowning whom he pleased as he pleased. The simple fact was that God did rule over Israel. They could recognize his rule, submit to it, and enjoy the benefits, or they could resist his reign over Israel and suffer because of it. You know, it doesn't matter what my attitude towards God is as far as it affects his ultimate victory. The Lord is God and King, and he'll always triumph. But my attitude matters a great deal as it affects my ultimate destiny. In the big picture, we don't have to fear for the future when we know God has provided for himself leaders. In some unlikely place, God is raising up leaders for his people. He will keep them obscure and hidden until the right time. Then he'll raise them up. You can count on it and put away your fears and renew your confidence in the Lord. You can do that today.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.